If you're an RIA, Schwab Advisor Services is the Watson to your homes. Smart, dependable, always has your back. With all the wealth services, technology, and support your firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Follow the clues at schwabvious.com.
Houston's home for Texas A&M Athletics, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texans tonight, 9-point dogs now. Everywhere else has got 8, but my bookie has 9. It started, it was 7 and then 7.5 and now 9.
I don't like the Texans plus the points, but I don't love laying 9 on the road either, if that makes sense. Like sometimes there's just a number you say, I'm not interested. And at some point there's got to be a number you say, you know, I'll take Texans. If this gets to 10, on principle alone you take the Texans.
Well, here's the deal. The bookies didn't get all that marble. And these sports books didn't get all that marble and gold and all these riches with a bunch of smart bettors. When you have, and this one is one of those so lopsided towards Carolina that you know what the sharp money's going to do? Okay, I got to take the Texans because there's so much money. But everything points. Now, this is why the NFL and gambling has been so huge is because the dogs... Because there's very little difference between NFL teams. What did Urban Meyer say? Oh, it's like playing Alabama every week. And, you know, anybody can win any week in the NFL. The Chiefs, you know how much money was on the Chiefs on Sunday night against Baltimore?
Oh, a ton.
A ton. Like and you know right who side. Covered? Baltimore.
Yeah, it looked like the right side. Now, it always has. Because it's the NFL and that kind of stuff happens.
It always happens.
This is how it happens, Urban. Okay, I got one for you now. Me and AJ were talking about games last night. Here's one for you now. Arizona, 7.
I'm taking.
Jacksonville.
I'm taking Jacksonville.
Are you really?
Yes, I'm taking Jacksonville.
Like, what in the world? It has nothing to do with what you've seen on the field.
No.
It's just that's the kind of stuff. Like, it's set. The fact that you're wondering why it's 7.
Go look at pregame. Go to pregame.com and see where all the money is.
Where is it?
Now, it's on Arizona.
Yeah, of course.
Of course it is. And the Texans, like 88% of the money is on Carolina, which is the scariest thing ever.
Really is. It really is. I loved Cleveland last week against Texans. Texans ended up getting there.
Texans got there. Yeah. No. It happens every single time in the NFL. It's why these sports books are so rich. It's because you think one way and it happens the other. And especially in the NFL, if you play like crap one week, if a team plays like crap one week, bet on them the next because they're professionals and they're going to get better the following week. They're going to wake up even if they're against a better team. Look at Indianapolis covering last week against the Rams.
Yeah.
I mean, they look like crap against Seattle. I took the Colts. You know why? Because the Rams look so great and the Colts look like crap. So you take the Colts next week.
I mean, Jacksonville to me is the ultimate. You have Arizona who beat down Tennessee in Tennessee. They had to hang on, and they did not cover against Minnesota, but it was a shootout. But you know Arizona in 2 weeks has the ability to get into the 30s.
Well,
and you say, golly, Jacksonville? Like, Jacksonville's going to stay within a touchdown?
But you know what? The kid, he's going to get they did a thing this morning is – What's your panic level on these young quarterbacks? And they were like, well, Zach Wilson, not much. What? A zero. Keyshawn, zero. Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson looks like crap. You know, Trevor Lawrence is going to get it. Trevor Lawrence is actually, he's got some weapons, and he's actually going to start hitting guys. DJ Chark is going to start scoring some touchdowns. It's going to come.
He's a talented player. It's
going to
come.
It's going to come for him. Zach Wilson, I'm not so sure.
Zach Wilson is no guarantee. Number one, so this is what I wrote in his draft profile. Because I watched 19 and 20, and that 19 tape was a big, big problem for me. I gave him a 6.5, which is a boomer bust prospect. And here's the problem. In 20, yeah, it looked good. My comp on him was Jake Plummer, but not Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, he's Aaron Rodgers. No, he's actually more Mormon Manziel, which is the nickname that he hates. But that's really more who he is, not Aaron Rodgers. He practiced the Aaron Rodgers throws. That doesn't make him Aaron Rodgers. And the problem I have with him is that even last year against lesser competition, he would miss throws that were wide open because he'd take one-on-one shots down the field where he thought he had advantages, and in most cases he did. He played lesser competition, and he'd throw it up for grabs, and his guy would come down and make the play. Now, he made a lot of great throws too, but he missed throws that I'm like, dude, in the next level, you got to see that and hit that. You can't just be going for the gusto all the time. But the big problem I had in 2000, I said level of competition allowed for bombs away mindset in 2020. Ill-advised throws under pressure turned into interceptions in 2019. Went 2-4 against top 25 teams during his entire career. Like, these are concerns for me for Zach Wilson. And people were just slurping up Zach Wilson like crazy. And maybe he's going to be a good quarterback. He has talent. But Tony Romo, oh, my God. I've seen the next Aaron Rodgers. He called him Pat Mahomes. I've seen the next Pat Mahomes. And people were going so crazy over Zach Wilson. So crazy over Justin Fields after one preseason game. So crazy about all this stuff. You have to let it play out. Because here's what's happened. Justin Fields stunk last week when he got on the field. Davis Mills' first pass was an interception. Now he's a third rounder. Zach Wilson has been bad so far. Mac Jones has been okay. Trevor Lawrence has been below average up to this point. I'm not saying it's not expected, but that's what he's been. Rookie quarterbacks, it's hard for rookie quarterbacks to take that big step up. A quarterback, that's why, you know, Josh Allen. R.J. Bell, when I met with R.J. Bell and A.J., and we were talking football.
AJ, yeah, everybody Hall, got off of Josh Allen after one
they're
week.
They're stupid. Josh Allen. And look, I made a mistake on Josh Allen. I didn't think accuracy could be corrected, and he's one of the only ones that I've seen who's gotten better at it. But Josh Allen actually did come from small college, lesser wide receivers, and he had all the physical tools necessary. Here's what I would be concerned about. See, Davis Mills is in Houston. There's not heat on you in Houston. If they decide to go with Davis Mills next year, if they say, we don't like the quarterbacks in this draft, we're rolling with Davis Mills again. Davis Mills was okay when we saw him. We're going to see if we can develop.
Now there's heat.
Here's what Houston's not going to, the media's not going to bring the pressure on him.
Oh, yeah, they will.
In Houston?
Yeah, they will.
Not like in New York?
Well, only because you're not going to hear about him on ESPN or Fox. Because he's not going to be in the forefront.
That's what I'm saying.
But there will be heat here.
Some, but not really. Fans won't care. Media won't care. Everyone's already kind of just ho-hum about the Texans anyway. It'll be another year of David Culley. It'll be another year of Davis Mills, if that were the case. Not like in Chicago, where it's freaking explosives every day about Dalton and Justin Fields.
Yeah.
In New York, how do you think Zach Wilson's going to, like, you have to have a certain mindset to be able to play in New York. I don't know if Zach Wilson,
his mom's ready for
churchy schoolboy, is going to be able to handle.
His mom's okay. She's partying. Don't worry.
We'll see how long that party lasts if her son keeps throwing interceptions.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if she's going to be able to.
It ain't going to last that long in New York for
no,
you.
No, she's going to wake up with her makeup on again. I don't know. That'll be a problem.
Tammy Faye Baker, the makeup will be running down your face.
I may wake up looking like a crack whore.
You're waking up looking like a crack whore. Yeah. I worry for Davis Mills' life tonight. That's all. They're going to come after him. And if they can come after him, if they can beat... Now, Titus... Tunsil did a nice job last week.
He did a great job.
On
Miles Garrett.
Yeah. Great job. So, I don't know about that side.
Marcus Cannon did okay on Clowney, too.
I don't know...
Like, the run plays, Clowney's going to beat you on the run, but I thought Cannon held up in pass pro.
But Davis Mills, is Davis Mills going to be able to see... dude, it was from his front side, too. He didn't even know Grant Delpit was on him. And that was on his front side, not his backside. Holy crap. And he got lit up. If they have to, I can certainly see them but putting some complicated blitzes on him.
Yeah.
And
they're going to show him some looks.
And they're going to show him looks. There's no question.
They're going to show him looks.
And it's even worse for him if they can get there with four.
Let me tell you who the problem's going to be today. It's going to be Brian Burns. Because Brian Burns is a speedy pass rusher. And when he's lined up over there against Marcus Cannon, that is a bad matchup. You're going to have to give him help. You're going to have to slide. You're going to have to line up tight ends to help chip, tight ends to help pass pro, running backs over there, slide protection over there. Brian Burns versus Marcus Cannon is just not a matchup that you want to see very often.
I can see
Hassan Reddick, who's another small rusher.
I can see Chin on a safety blitz. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be.
You got some problems against speed.
Yep.
That's why I like the under in tonight's game if we're just looking
at I don't know. Oh, really? You like the Texans DBs right now against Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore and Terrace Marshall?
Yeah, I mean, it's still Lovie versus Sam Darnold. You beat the Jets. Congratulations.
It's Lovie against Joe Brady.
Well, yeah, but Sam Darnold's got to pull the trigger. Yeah. Sam had like 230 yards passing in week one and then like 30 in the second half, in the first half of week one. He had like 30 or 40 yards passing in the second half against the Jets. He wasn't able to really move it as well. Joe Brady is a great offense coordinator. We know that. I still don't know if I'm buying in on Sam Darnold versus Lovie Smith's defense. Although you are right. It's not like the Texans are loaded up with talent in the secondary. You're going to have to get out.
These receivers are fast.
Sam Darnold, if you can heat him up, he's not a great decision maker on the move.
No. I think they should play P.J. Walker just for a little – maybe – oh, yeah, did you see –
A little shout-out to the old Roughneck fans.
Yeah, a little shout-out. Roughneck fans will go – now that crowd will turn on the Texans, okay? If P.J. Walker comes in, those Roughneck fans will come out. Man, it'll be – Then the Panthers own this building because of P.J. Walker. That's my guy. That's my guy right there. A 5-0 championship.
Did you
champions,
even know him? Did you champions. Ever even talk to him?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. That's a champions of the league, okay? Got me a ring.
Well, you didn't get a ring?
I got a ring. Look, I got a ring right
That's
here.
That's not a ring.
Yeah.
You didn't even finish the season. You can't be a champion if you don't finish the season.
Oh,
COVID got you.
Oh, who was 5-0? Was anybody else 5-0? No. Do you have a ring? Do you have a Roughneck ring? No.
Neither of us do. Here's
9-13.
Your championship comes with an asterisk. You got an asterisk championship.
Stevie D going to join us next right here, tell you what's going on around the city, including Dave's Hot Chicken, which Dell likes. It's, so immediately I hate it. Next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell him again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Stevie D and Eric back on the show to give you some updates on what's going on in Culture Map. Guys, welcome back. Let's start with what's going on with you, Steve.
Well, it's a great weekend.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Great weekend for weather. High of 84 this weekend, so it's going to be a great weekend for outdoor activities. But what's really interesting is one of the hottest things this weekend is going to be the Call of Duty tournament at Palace Social. Eric Sandler loves that place. And if you play Call of Duty Warzone, if your kids do, sign up there. It's going to be a chance to take on people from all across the city. You know, multi-level tournament. It's going to be an ultimate gamer experience. So that's going to be a really hot one. Now, let's get to the actual weather stuff. Fall sports tailgating, right?
Right.
Bobcat Teddy's over in the Heights is having their first annual tailgating contest. It's going to be really cool. You can show up, pay $7, and check out all the tailgating, or you can go out and tailgate, represent your company, represent yourself, represent your favorite sports team, maybe Gal Media.
You can check out tailgating.
Can you eat? They'll feed you tailgates. Will feed you
for $7 cool.
For $7.
$7.
That's what I was asking. Are we sure for $7?
Man, yeah, it's awesome.
That's like a $20.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. It's their first one. Once it gets popular, it's going to get crazy.
Still got to buy the beer at the bar.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's where they.
Oh, you sure that's nobody will pass you a beer? Are you sure about that?
That's where the money comes from.
Come on, a little something.
And if you're a tailgater, first prize, $500. Second prize, $250. Now, ultimate couple goals. This is a total date day thing for the weekend. Houston Pet Talk Magazine presents their doggy party on the plaza. So you dress up your dog You go out, you can win prizes. You've got a costume contest. You've got face painting for the kids. And if you've got a wing dog and you're a single guy, this is the perfect chance for you to go out and go, hey, you got a golden retriever? I've got a golden retriever. We should talk. So
wing dog's a real thing.
Wing dog's a total thing. Oh, I 100% have a wing dog thing. Eric can speak more to this, but Chef Fest is a big event happening Sunday. It features some really, really hot chefs from Lucille's Hospitality Group, local beer, craft cocktails, great bites, and it's going to be great weather, outdoorsy. Definitely want to check that out. Check out Culture Map and Eric's story on that. And then also, I'm an unabashed Gen Xer, Hall & Oates at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. You got to love that.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's big. That's a big show.
Sit outside for that.
Yeah, right? That'll be perfect.
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 Weather's going to be great. Chef Fest, who all is going
to
be there?
A lot of good chefs are going to be there. Emmanuel Chavez, Tatamo, the tortilla pop-up that's really hot. Sasha Grumman, just back from Italy. She was at Rosalie for a while. EJ Miller from the Sporting Club. You know him because he opened Riel with
Brian
LeShane. Yep, International Smoke. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a real solid lineup. Stephen Ripley from Monkey's Tail.
Oh, Monkey's Tail, yeah.
Sorry. I'm totally here. I'm totally with you.
So tell me about, I went to a place, so my buddy McCool comes in from Belize. He knows about the local spots more than I do and keeps up with them. We went to Night Shift, which was a pretty cool little spot. Good cocktail menu, good food. I mean, surprisingly, smaller menu, but good food. Burger night on Monday. Give me some, off the top of your head, you may not be ready for this, but off the top of your head, give me some spots like that people maybe haven't heard of that they need to go check out, that maybe gastropubby food, great drinks, but food forward menu as well.
Well, golly, Lance, I'm so glad you asked, because a new one of those just opened last weekend. It's called Winnie's. It is in the old Natchez space in Midtown, like right next to Cottonelle Club. And it was opened by Graham Laborde and Chris Roy, who were the chefs at Bernadine, which was this very cool southern restaurant that unfortunately didn't last very long. The food was always delicious. And they partnered with Benji Mason, who owns Johnny's Gold Brand. So $10 cocktails, super fun Louisiana-style po' boys, like they're doing a classic fried shrimp fried oyster.
Ooh,
but also maybe they lunch. Do this, like, they're open for lunch. They do this like braised bacon that they then panko crust and fry, and then they top it with collard greens. So it's like a, it's kind of like a halfway between like a po' boy and a Japanese sando, but with big thick pieces of fried bacon in it. Big patio, lunch and dinner, really like, and there are more and more of these, like kind of bar forward, like straddling that line between a bar and a restaurant. Like Better Luck Tomorrow, maybe the best well known.
Shout out my man Justin Yu, big Texans fan by the way.
Absolutely.
Big sports fan.
Yeah, fantasy football player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Justin Yu. So there's that. There's Fitzcarraldo, which is brand new, up on Navigation in the East End. That's the same owners as Cantina Barba. Trash Panda Drinking Club up on the north side. That's Lyle Bento and Greg Perez.
I feel like you should be there, John. Trash Panda.
I like that.
Drinking Club.
Oh. Do they have Coors Light? That's the only one.
You know, I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
There is only one way to find out. Get Coors Light. That's it.
No. He meant go there.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got a question for you. What about this Dave's Chicken, this hot chicken coming to town?
Yeah, it's real exciting. This is coming from Los Angeles. It opens this week, and it's this very, like, they have 7 different spice lines. And it's all halal, which is important to some people. So, and they're making a big push, right? They're opening on Westheimer, like kind of past the Beltway this weekend. But then they've got a location in Rice Village, a location in Midtown, down in Webster, up in Spring. All of that's coming. So, you know.
But they're already open right now at different locations.
No. The Westheimer location opens this week.
This is a Friday.
What about the other locations?
They're all coming. They're still under construction.
Because this says opens at 11 a.m. right now.
Right now,
the Westheimer. So I can't.
Yeah, no, Westheimer. Friday. So Westheimer, they were doing their media preview. I think it officially opens tomorrow.
Thanks for the invite, guys.
Tomorrow it's Friday. Yeah,
John, are you in the media?
I am the media.
Did you get an invite?
No, I got nothing.
Yeah, me either.
I am the media.
I guess hot chicken doesn't exist here in this room right now.
That's why it helps to know Eric Sandler.
I know.
That's right.
Let's go. By the way, tell John, everybody who opens a restaurant, they got to bring food in here to us in the morning.
By the way, John, Trash Panda Drinking Club, they have Coors Banquet. for you.
Let's
Coors
go.
Banquet.
Ooh, you got to go to the gold stuff.
Oh, okay. So you can tip your pinky banquet up while you throw back
instead
some
of yeah, stupid IPAs or stuff like that.
Easy.
All right.
Easy with your slander of people who make IPAs and are sponsors on the show. Oh. By the way, that's a losing battle you're fighting here in the city.
No, it's not. Coors Light sells way more
beer. You want anti-IPAs.
Coors Light sells way more beer than any single IPA.
Guess what? There's room for lots of beers.
Okay. Thank
this
you.
Just in. Room for lots of beers.
Not in my
a
life.
Lot of people drink a lot
Maybe
of beers.
In your
Aaron's
life.
One of them.
Maybe if you're
Aaron's
a,
one of them.
A beer igamist, I'm not. I got one beer.
Igamist isn't even a thing.
That's what I got. I'm a one beer man.
Are you?
Yeah, that's right.
You stay loyal?
That's right. You're damn right I do.
It's monogamous.
Yeah. Beer-ogamous.
Or beer igamous.
That's right. Anything else? Well, anything new, cool, opening this week? Anything?
Well, you hit Dave's. You hit Winnie's. Rosalie Italian Soul is back. This is your kind of classic East Coast Italian. Comes from Chris Cosentino. He's got restaurants in California and Oregon.
Where is it?
It's in the C. Baldwin Hotel. So it shut down right at the start of the pandemic. It's been gone for 18 months, and it just reopened last
week. Rosalie's, yeah.
Rosalie Italian Soul.
Italian Soul.
Italian Soul. It's named. His great-grandmother was Rosalie. He named the restaurant.
Nice.
Come on. You got to check it out and tell
He's
me
from
you
Providence. Yeah, it's I'm a good up. Italian city,
where
Providence.
Where is this place?
It's downtown in the C. Baldwin Hotel.
Providence is heavily Italian.
Yeah, you don't honk at a Cadillac
Johnny
in Providence.
Harris, when he went to Brown, they go to Providence, he's like, you go into places, all you talk about clams and marinara, white sauce, and he said, you learn a... There's a lot of Italian jumping off in Providence.
Just watch the Departed. You'll learn all about that.
What's that?
Just watch the Departed. You won't learn all about it.
Is that Providence?
No, that's Boston.
That was Boston.
Oh, No. But they make references to that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have references to that.
To the Providence families.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're done, guys. We appreciate it as always. It's culturemap.com, culturemap.com. Brandon Whedon is joining us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me right now to talk about mybookie.ag promo code. Bet975, just the best place to bet, win, and get paid. I'm telling you, when you go to MyBookie, I'm on right now, and there's live betting, casino betting, racing betting, obviously sportsbook, NFL, college football. You got golf, Ryder Cup this week. You want to play it. Whatever it is that you want to do, if you go and you deposit, if you're on, if you haven't been on before, if you used to be a client at MyBookie and you want to go back again, you deposit up to $1,000 and they'll match that deposit. Nobody else is doing this. So if you're looking for a great way to double your ability to bet and win and get paid, it's mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. It is awesome. It's easy to navigate. It's simple, and it's got all the bets you could possibly want, including live betting, in-game betting. While you're watching it, you know what's going to happen, and you bet one way, and you get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joining us now, former Texan quarterback, a guy who knows about having to come in and win a football game without much practice. Brandon Whedon joining us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brandon, what's up?
What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
I know, man. How's your golf game?
Hey, well, I played yesterday and it was awful.
Really?
I know.
I believe it.
I've been grinding, man. I've been working. I got kids that are playing multiple sports, so man, my time to get out and practice has been pretty limited. So, I played bad, so I may take a little break just to get rid of all those bad swing thoughts I had, man. It wasn't a whole lot of fun.
Well, let's talk a little bit right now about what Davis Mills is going through. You came in here, I believe it was when they just got you, right? And you had a couple 3 days to get ready for the Colts, and you went to the Colts without any time to get ready, and you went and beat them. What's Davis Mills thinking right now with 3 days to prepare for his first NFL start?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a whirlwind. You know, obviously, all your obligations kind of change. You got to, you know, answer a lot more questions in the media. You got to obviously prepare maybe a little bit different just, you know, as far as everything. I mean, you know, you got to really crack down on the tape, obviously. But, you know, I've always said, you know, coming off the bench sometimes can be a little bit easier than maybe starting a game, just because you just kind of go out there and react. You just play football. You don't really think a whole lot. Whereas if you're the starter, I mean, you're watching so much tape. You're going through all these plays. And sometimes you can kind of overthink. You can kind of think too much and kind of see ghosts, you know, throughout the week as far as, man, if they do this, we've got to have an answer for it. Well, you may not even see that, you know, versus just calling plays you like, go out, play football, react, see what the defense is doing and kind of adjust on the fly. So, and I'm sure, man, I'm sure his head's spinning. He's a young player. He's probably still trying to learn that system. I mean, that was the hardest thing for me was I came from a digit system, which is relatively simple, to the system that Bill O'Brien had, which was unlike any system I had ever seen. So for me, that was the most challenging thing. Thank God we had a wristband and they were able to you know, call the play, you know, by number on the wristband, and I could call the play and get everybody lined up at least. But it's a lot, man. He's probably got a lot on his plate. He's going up against a really good Carolina team.
I think what's interesting, Brandon Wheaton is our guest. You know, there's a lot. That's a common thing now. What you dealt with is common in NFL football, where guys go from simplified check with me on the sideline type offenses to more complicated. But the good thing for Davis Mills is he played for David Shaw at Stanford, so he's got a little bit more pro style under his belt. But I wonder this, Brandon. I have a funny feeling the Texans might show some two tight end sets, but I'm curious if they might go to a lot more four wides and a lot more spread the field so that they give him opportunities to get it out quickly to players in space. Can you talk about the advantages of being able to spread it out for maybe an inexperienced quarterback like Davis Mills?
Yeah, I was always of the opinion, you know, yeah, I mean, both those trains of thought are the way you got to go about it. You know, just line up and just run the football and kind of take the ball out of his hands and, you know, play the clock game and, you know, kind of take the air out of the ball a little bit. Or do you spread them out? And, you know, for me, being a spread guy in college, that was always the most simple thing for me because, one, the defense kind of declares itself a little bit more. You can kind of see coverage a little bit easier. You can kind of see, you know, if guys are blitzing, you can kind of see where they're coming from. So then, you know, you have the ability to either, you know, work the other side, get your protection right. You know, it just cleans things up a little bit. So I could definitely see him doing that. You know, I think that's going to, you know, again, it's going to be a lot of, I would assume, quick game. Probably with him, I would say a lot of play action pass, you know, which obviously with a two tight end set, you're going to get better protection. And that's how I would assume they're going to take some shots down the field. But yeah, I mean, I think with his background, obviously being in that type of system, they were a ground and pound, you know, power run team, you know, and I would assume that that's kind of the philosophy they'll take. But man, if I'm him and I want to throw it, man, spread them out, put me in empty. I mean, if I had 25 dropbacks in the game, heck, I'd want half of them to be in empty. I mean, let's just throw all of our dropbacks in empty and we got 5-minute protection. If they blitz me, I got places to get it out. And again, that just cleans it up and forces me to get the ball out of my hand. But it'll be interesting, I think, from a game plan standpoint, how they want to approach it. I haven't got a chance to see him play much, even the preseason. But, you know, again, going against a really good football team that just had a big win against New Orleans. So, in my opinion, simplify it as much as you can. And put him in position to get the ball out of his hands.
Well, and we even did a first 10 plays. If you're Tim Kelly, the offensive coordinator, how do you go about it with run pass? We think he should throw more 7, you know, just to get the kid. Because if you put Davis Mills in third and long situations with running the ball on first and second down, Brandon, you're putting that kid in a bad spot.
I would agree 100%. I mean, I think, and I would say that's the case for probably 90% of the quarterbacks in the league. I mean, you look at, you know, just third down statistics and conversion rates. It's not very good if you're 3rd and 6+. So, yeah, I would agree. You got to be ahead of the chains, and especially against good football teams. The NFL, you know, the NFL is different than college football from that standpoint too. You know, that, you know, there's a little bit of game playing on first and second down, you know, but a lot of teams just run their base defense. Where those coaches spend the waking hours of their nights is on third down, on both sides of the ball. I mean, that's where they're drawing up schemes. They're going to attack your protections. They're going to find different ways to attack, especially the quarterback. The young quarterback that hadn't played, it's like, I'm going to show him something he hadn't seen on tape. I'm going to hit him early. And then all of a sudden, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, oh, man, okay, when it was third and eight on the last possession, they brought this, you know, and they hit me in the back of the head. Well, then I kind of, if you're a defensive coordinator, I got them because now you can do several different things. So that's where they make their money is on third down. But I'm with you. You got to stay in those third and three to fives. And if you can do that, I think you got a chance. I think if you're going to run it on first and second down, you better mix in some play actions, better mix in a little bit of quick game, even if it's under center and two tight end sets. Just, you know, get the ball out of his hands and be good on first and second down. I think you're exactly right.
I don't think it's a stretch to say that you were considered a pocket quarterback and not a quote-unquote dual-threat quarterback. But do you think that it is fair to say that quarterbacks who are more mobile and have the ability to scramble out of there and take off have a better chance of having at least statistical success early in their career when things aren't clicking, not long-term necessarily, but early in their career, like a Justin Fields, to potentially succeed when they can't find it in the throws or when plays break down?
Yeah, you're not going to hurt my feelings, man. I was a pocket quarterback. I couldn't run. So, yes, I think it's a huge advantage. I think, let's just call it how it is. These young quarterbacks, and they're reading, if you got a four-man route concept, you know, whether it's left to, you know, quarterbacks want to read it left to right, or if they're doing it depending on coverage, and they start on one side, it's hard for a young quarterback to, one, see it all because it's all happening so fast. But they're not going to get through three progressions. I mean, early on in their career, I mean, it's too fast. There's too much going on. So if you have the ability to, you know, let's say you're reading the right side of the field and, you know, you're reading outside in to your back. Well, if you don't get outside maybe to the end, if I can run like that, I'm going to get out of the pocket and see if I can make a play and, you know, find a guy in a scramble drill. And heck, if I can run for 5 or 6 yards, I'll do that. Again, like we were talking about a minute ago, get ahead of the chain. So guys that can't really run don't have that little tool in their toolbox. So, yeah, I think that's a big deal, especially for young players. As they play, though, teams will, you know, find out, you know, tendencies is, you know, when they want to get out of the pocket, how they escape the pocket. And then these D-lines get a beat on it, and then they rush you completely different. You know, they try to keep you – they force you to stay in the pocket. And, I mean, I'm 6'4", which I would say is probably relatively average for an NFL quarterback. And there's times I couldn't see, you know, and so guys that are shorter, Justin Fields, and he's not 6'4", 6'5", you know, guys that are a little bit shorter, you know, you better be able to escape and get out of there and use your athleticism to get out of the pocket. And I think it's a huge tool. It's kind of where the college game's going, and you can tell by a lot of these guys that are, you know, younger players, you know, that are now in the NFL.
That's Brandon Whedon right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Man, best of luck. Come on back, and we'll get Chad out, and we'll go play again. Let's go.
Sounds good.
All right. Brandon Whedon right here hanging with us, talking a little Texans football on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 9:42, ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And there's... Lance, there's a trend going on of sticking nicotine pouches up your butt. So this we'll have to talk about this on the other side.
It's a trend?
It seems to be trending in the Scandinavian countries.
You've piqued my interest. Stephen Schell piqued my interest years ago when I was looking for a patio. And he said, hey, why don't you check us out? And I saw the work that they did, and I was like, wow, this is unbelievable. It's better than anything else. I was looking at some kind of... It was a home improvement magazine that comes in the mail, and there was three different companies and Texas custom patios. And you look at the work that they do, and no offense, it's fine, it's okay. But what Texas custom patios do, they don't just rely on the inexpensive pergola stuff that really makes, you know, you're not even covered, frankly. And they just do that for profit margins. What Texas custom patios is trying to do is build an outdoor living space for you. You want a fireplace, you want big screen TV, you want multiple TVs, you want that You want that the kitchen built out there, flat top grill, infrared grill, gas grill, whatever you want, they can make happen for you. They design it, they build it out, and the quality and workmanship is unmatched. That's why they are winners of awards year after year. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and set up your free consultation at TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Time to talk about my peeps over at HR&P. I talk a lot about how good they are, how much we like them, how awesome they've been since we got them. We had another payroll company, and it just didn't work out because they didn't grow with us. Well, HR&P grows with your company. It's customized. That's exactly what they do. When Kevin or Chad or any of their salespeople come to your place, they will ask you about your business, and they'll put together an entire deal for you that's customized just for your business. It's not like this is what we charge and there's no, it's customized for your business by how big you are, how much you need them to do, and everything else. Listen, and they do everything. They do all the taxes. They do everything for you. And if you're looking for that kind of a company with HR and the payroll included, and then you guys get to choose what your benefits packages are as opposed to the other payroll companies that force benefits packages on you, then you go with our company. You will love HRP. We do. We know you will too. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to, you can't hang with us anymore. You can hang with Charlie Polillo and do that. We're doing News of the Weird right now. So, Lance, apparently, you know, there's all these different things that start up. I don't know why they start up, Lance, or how something gets going and
yeah,
becomes
gets hot.
Viral.
Something comes hot. Yeah, it's the hot. It's a hot topic.
Apparently, in Denmark, apparently the National Health Institute is concerned because young Scandinavians are sticking nicotine pouches up their bums. Now, again, you remember there was the craze of, you know, the alcohol in your bum. College campuses were doing that. They were,
I noticed that's the second time you used the phrase bum. You used it as, even when you weren't talking about something British.
Well, I'm British, though, because I do have British ties. So
Italy, but.
Yeah. Well, it's right there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Seem like different people.
So, would you ever think about if you wanted to get that nicotine, you know, that intense nicotine taste, would you ever stick it up your bum?
See, I'm not a smoker, so yeah. I don't know what the nicotine. I can just stick with this caffeine that I drink with my coffee. So, no, I am going to pass on today's hottest trend, which is nicotine patches up, as you say, the bum.
Yeah, so you're saying you will not stick nicotine pouches up
just
your butt.
Just because the kids are doing it doesn't mean I'm going to do it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Did you buy chicken in the last decade?
Yes.
Well, you could be eligible to receive money, okay? Apparently, there's a class action settlement for $181 million. Those who bought chicken products in the U.S. over the last decade could be eligible.
I'm in. We bought plenty of chicken.
I would like to be like...
Okay,
get the majority of that.
Let me do some math here.
Okay.
181 million.
Right.
Probably
everyone in this country.
Everyone in the country has bought it. So I'm going to get what? $4?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you my Venmo if you just want to send me $4. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah, you can. I'll take it. I'll take the $4. Why not? I didn't
have
that.
Will you be donating it to Eyelids for Kids? Yeah.
That's fine.
Security guard was fined. Do you think this is something that would be that could work. A security guard has been fined for squirting hand sanitizer into a colleague's water bottle because he felt that she said a lot of bad things and it would help clean her mouth out.
So it goes back to the old soap in the mouth
routine. Soap in the mouth thing. Yeah. When you were a kid.
She
was gossipy, he said.
You know what keep you from saying gossipy stuff? Hand sanitizer in the mouth.
Yeah.
If you're more worried about how bad it tastes, you're less likely to be gossiping, aren't you?
True. I mean, it worked for a while.
I mean, I'd say it worked. I'm not sure that it's legal.
No, it's not.
Did it kill her?
It did not. She's suing him, but she tasted it right away. And
why don't we just do
there's
this?
There's only one other person there.
Just say, don't do it.
It was a guardhouse.
Oh, why didn't he just say, oh, she's talking about?
Well, because
he said, she said.
Because there was really. There
he
was,
said, she said. I don't know how I got there. You always use that. You don't know how I got there.
I don't know.
I don't know how I got there.
You don't know.
Did you see me do it?
Yeah. The smart toilet era is here, Lance. Are you ready to share your anal print with big technology?
Yeah, let's go.
Uh-huh. They are laser focused on the analysis of
stool. How does it work?
Are you that interested?
I am not. I'll let someone else do it. I do know that it tells you a lot about the person's health.
They think there's an incredible untapped opportunity for health data by looking at your poo.
I'll invest.
Do you want?
I've had it happen.
You have?
Yeah, when I was with my nutritionist, she's like, oh, you've got a high level of arsenic in your system. I'm like, I'm going to go cancel my life insurance. We'll see if the arsenic gets better.
Mm.
We'll see if the levels drop after there's no life insurance, sir.
And have you? How's your arsenic level now?
Seems like it's gone down.
Since Nicole was caught.
Doesn't mean it's it. It could be snacks. It could not snacks.
That's true.
Could be Mason. Could be Alec.
Yeah, that's true.
They're the most likely culprits.
Tim Cook.
Great guy.
Yeah. Apparently he runs Apple. No?
Oh, okay.
Tim Cook says employees who leak memos do not belong at Apple.
Patriots way.
Do you know how we found out about this?
How?
A leaked memo.
You know what? If the Patriots ran Apple, nothing would get leaked. If Nick Caserio ran Apple, he would never answer questions.
Ever.
And no memos would leak.
Never, ever, 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 ever. No, you wouldn't have to worry about that. Homeless Pennsylvania man faces 7 years in prison over 43-cent soda theft. Do you think you should get 7 years in prison for stealing a can of Coke that's cost 43 cents?
Something
tells
me
that might be a little harsh.
I'm going to say that you have not told us the entire story.
Well, this is his third, although they're all minor thefts. He's
three
homeless.
Strikes, so we're three strikes.
And actually, he bought one can and he took two. And
kinda, where is it? Oh, he did a BOGO.
Yeah.
Homemade BOGO.
He did.
I thought this was a BOGO.
Yeah.
Nah, sir. It's not a BOGO.
It's somewhere in Pennsylvania. And that's a Pennsylvania law. If it's your third time, you get 7 years.
Three strikes, mandatory 7 years.
Yeah.
That seems like a little much.
Seems like a little lot.
Seems a little excessive
a little
for
bit.
The BOGO.
A little bit. And a homeowner. how would you like to find this in your home? A doll with a creepy note hidden behind the wall that says, I hope you have knives. What would you think about living in that house anymore?
I can promise you that that is the 100% the type of storyline that happens in horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's 100% a horror movie storyline.
But what if you found it in your real life?
I would think I don't want to live there. No, I don't want to live there anymore.
I'm done living there.
If you found it, if it's not clearly somebody just put it there as a joke, it's behind the wall. Yeah.
What was the black comedian that, oh, there's a ghost? Well, guess what I'm doing? I'm leaving.
Any black comedian?
Yeah, right.
Not Patrice. It might have been Said the Entertainer, maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember. Sure. Oh, guess what? There's a ghost. Guess what? I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's an easy call.
Yeah, if there was a doll with a note that said, I hope you have knives in my wall, guess what?
I'm out on that
I'm out. I'm leaving that house. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And Charlie, you heard Dusty took out Alvarez because he was worried about him. We agree wholeheartedly with that move.
What was it? Purely he was worried about him, or he had to run hard from second and slid in and maybe actually felt a little something. Clearly you err on the side of caution, and I know when his spot in the lineup comes up a couple of innings later. Of course the Astros won home field over the White Sox. That's wrapped up. The Rays, check your rear view. Of course you want home field advantage if you wind up playing the Rays, but you're not going to sell out. It'd be like having a starting pitcher throw 130 pitches. Try to win that one game. If you weren't on's off at all, take him out.
Do you want Boston or the White Sox?
Red Sox starting rotation to me is very spotty. I know Chris Sale's pitched pretty well, but Astros have decent history with him. Is the dice roll starting over? I mean, if Rodon is not going to be right,
yeah.
Astros have hit Lance Lynn pretty well this year. Giolito's given them problems. The Red Sox are the hot team, but you know, neither's going to have played for at least 2 days. If it's the White Sox, like the Astros, 4 days. So bring them on. As long as they have home field, they're the favorite.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. But you do want home field throughout. No question. No question. Going to Tampa. Yeah. That place sucks.
Right. Their history there.
It's like a tomb.
That's the worst.
2017, they won the World Series without home field. 2019, they lost it with it. But look, you always want last licks. Yeah. If you can be the home team, you want to be the home
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely.
9:56, before we go, Lance, tell people.
You want me to do it?
Yeah.
About the car show coming up? October 9th, 10 to 2?
Yeah.
10 a.m. to
That's
2 p.m.
That's what I want you to do.
Awesome car shows. That's something that Stevie D will be talking about. And don't forget, guys, coming up this weekend in Angleton, there's a car show, the 4th Annual Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC Car Show. That's going to be going on at Angleton. It is the classic cars and trucks. So cool. These, if you're into cars, you're going to absolutely love the classic car show. This is the 4th Annual. They have food trucks, a ton of food trucks that are going to be out there, so great food options for you. It's from 10 to 2. You can come out and make it a little early afternoon before you start watching your football games on Saturday. But I'm telling you, if you are somebody who loves classic cars, this is 100% the spot for you. Make sure you head out to my friends. And, of course, while you're there, you can check out all the great selections they have available for you. But they definitely want you to put it on your calendar right now. October 9th, it's a Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, go to LanceZCars.com.
Everything comes down to poo. Whether it's a tumor or a touch of the flu, please won't you pinch us off a big fat clue. Our number one test is your number two.
Bye, bitch.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.